What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
Rebound goes to Sacramento. 10 seconds. All they have to do is get it across half. And the Sacramento Kings, congratulations to Mike Brown and his team. They have won the play-in game 9-10, and they get a trip to the Big Easy. Final score, Sacramento 118. And the Golden State Warriors 94.
Come on. Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Warriors eliminated last night by the Kings, 118-94, and they missed the playoffs. Third time in 5 years they've lost in the, they haven't made the playoffs. Steph Curry on whether or not this could be his last game with Klay Thompson.
I can never see myself, you know, not with those two guys. I understand this league changes and there's so many things that go into it and we're not going to play forever, but, you know, we've experienced so much together. And at the end of the day, like, again, I know they want to win. I know I want to win. And that's all I worry. That's all I'm worried about.
All right. So Steph wants to go down with a big three. How much does that matter?
Well, you did last night.
He's talking about moving forward for the rest of his career with Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. You guys okay with that? I mean, I know we took a ton of calls this year where there were a lot of fans who said, I just want to see these guys retire together. Just want to see these guys play together, even if maybe it doesn't mean championships. Well, then it's simple. Go re-sign Klay Thompson and see if you can tweak around the edges. But what do you think we're looking at, Gu?
Yesterday, before the game, I was an advocate for running it back. But if my two wings, my young and upcoming wing and Andrew Wiggins, can't start together or play together, I don't know how you tweak that. Then, Steiny, I got to do something to put Steph Curry on this Warrior team in position to now make the playoffs but be a threat. The Spurs are going to be better. The Rockets are coming. Ja's coming back to Memphis. So if it's about emotion and you just want to have this thing ride out and them ride out and maybe not make the playoffs again, it's up to you. But as a fan, Steiny, you got to find something. And if that means maybe rolling the dice on Kuminga's future, then you do it. And Chris Mullin said something so profound yesterday, Steiny, and it's what we've been knowing. But he basically said your older guys are old and the younger guys aren't old enough. And there's a gap. And what do you do to bridge that gap? And who is that? What would Kuminga in a pick fetch you? What would Wiggins in the pick or somebody else in Moody fetch you? But I don't believe Steph Curry is so past his prime or he's the reason they lost. I'm not there yet. So how do you fix the edges or what's around them? And if you choose to do that, maybe it's uncomfortable. But to me, if I'm Joe Lacob.
Those days are done for me. Those days are done.
So what would you do?
So I think it's one thing that 2 years ago they won a title. All right, they won a title 2 years ago. They came back last year, and they won 44 games. And whether it was financial or whether it was philosophical, they traded a 23-year-old player for a 38-year-old player.
Oh, man.
And they justified it by saying, we had some money issues, fair, but we also believe this team can win a title still. All right, you went this year, you won essentially the same amount of games, and now, because of Steph Curry, you're thinking about moving your 21-year-old, Jonathan Kuminga, for clearly somebody who's going to be more established, 30 years old. That's where, people sometimes say, Steiny, you hate Kuminga, you don't like Kuminga. Disagree. I just don't think he's quite as ready as people think.
Right.
But I'm not moving Jonathan Kuminga for a 30-year-old. I just can't do it. I can't do it. You know, unless it's a certifiable 100% big boy. You're now going to move a 20. You moved a 23-year-old for a 38-year-old last year. Now you're going to move a 21-year-old for a 30-year-old this year. I would just be super under the guise of what? Again, like going for a grand slam in the bottom of the ninth with two outs. That's what I'm not necessarily on board with anymore for this team, because I think if you start doing that, you start setting yourself back on the back end in a big way.
Well, I hear you. What if, so are you, I'm just saying, are you a proponent of saying, hey, we were over the 33 or 35 games, our record was this, let's run it back? Or are you saying,
no, not
because they don't have the draft capital
but I'm not
get a big boy?
There is no running it back. Like, the you want to run it back, you know what you're going to get. I mean, for goodness sakes, you won 44 last year, 46 this year. So I think if you run it back, I think you should know what you're going to get. I don't know
because
what to, I don't know what to do. But
no playoffs.
I'll tell you what I'm not doing. Yeah. I'm not going to move Kuminga for a player that I don't think there's a player you get in here where you say now we're back in title contention. I don't see it. I don't see that move out there. So
I brought this name up to Butch last night, marketing, and I don't even
okay,
like, but. Just a player. Let's forget his contract stuff.
No, I would not trade Kuminga for Lauri Markkanen.
Oh, wow, man.
I just wouldn't. Because it's not going to cost. It's going to cost you more than Kuminga, I'll bet you. But
well, I agree there.
I mean,
then are you telling Warrior fans, Donnie, I'm just asking, the norm?
But here's the thing. Lauri Markkanen's under contract. All right, he's under contract next year. He plays for the Utah Jazz. So, I mean, they don't just. You're not just going to get players for nothing. This is the end of a dynasty. It's not going to be pretty for the most part, I don't think, unless they pull a rabbit out of the hat, and that's hard to do in the NBA. Jason's in San Jose. What's up, Jason? What's going on, man?
So, thank you for taking my call. First off, hats off to the Warriors organization. They've pulled off something that we never would have thought that we would be able to do. They took a team that was slower, shorter, older, and had a higher IQ and built a dynasty off of it. They built a dynasty off of shooting and ball movement, right? And they got great defense. That business model, we're here in Silicon Valley with all these business models. That business model is not working anymore. Why isn't it working anymore? Because the rest of the league got more shooting. Some of the rest of the league started ball moving. So, and all we did was get older, slower, and shorter. That's what Steiny just said. We got last season, we got older, shorter, and slower. And so that business model is over. And the problem we have is we're in a nostalgia tour with Steph Curry. All these other teams that are ahead of us have a guy on that team where they can say, go get me a bucket. Go get me a bucket. We don't have anybody that we can say that with since Durant left. When Durant was here, you remember all of the big three sitting on the sidelines for the entire fourth quarter, resting because they blew people out so bad that they could rest. Now they are exhausted. They are playing the whole game, given everything that they have, and there's not enough left. That business model is broken, and I don't know what to do because Steph Curry relies on that business model of ball movement and player movement to get his job done. And I don't know if you're going to keep Steph Curry, which you have to do because he's a star and he sells everything that you need to sell if you're an organization, but he's not a bucket anymore. I don't know if he ever was a bucket. And you see, if you put somebody taller and quicker on Steph Curry at his age, he's got a long night. And that's not something you want to build your organization around. So I love your comments. Steiny, I'm sorry you've been screaming this for a while. I saw the championship we won last made people lose the reality because the business model was already failing, right? We got lucky to get everything go right for us the year that we won the championship, and now we're facing the reality. And I'm actually glad we lost as bad as we did because it makes people face the reality that they wouldn't have faced if we had gotten to the playoffs and lost in the series. That's it.
Appreciate it, Jason. I don't know about if Steph were never a bucket.
No, come on now.
There's a fair question to be to be asked about whether he can be the best player on a championship team anymore. I think that's a fair question. And as long as we continue to talk about the Warriors as a championship type of team, then I think that's a fair question. But I don't know what the answer is to that anymore. Was Steph Curry, how
he had three dudes guarding him last night.
How often this year was he the best player on the floor last night? And why was Steph Curry able to be guarded more effectively than De'Aaron Fox? And the answer might just be because one's 12 years younger. It might just be that. So, like, Steph's next year going to turn 37. He doesn't get to go back to 34. The biggest challenge, like, to me, we can talk about Clay, we can talk about Wiggins, Kuminga. To me, the biggest challenge the Warriors are going to have is over the next 2 years, as Steph declines, as marginally as he may decline, how do you get better with Steph turning 37 and then 38? And it has nothing to do with the fact that you're hating on a guy because he's declining. It's a practical issue now. How do the Warriors get better if after that second half of the season by Steph Curry? Is it possible that they get three new players around him and then he gets better next year? I guess that's possible.
Or the youngsters take a step?
Okay.
But the business model of, again, I'm not singling out Draymond, Steiny. Now that we're talking about the back nine for Curry and he needs help more now than he ever has, it's more imperative now in regard to want to have somebody that can score from the 4 or 5 position. But guess what? They don't. They're married to Draymond. Okay, now I'm not sitting here talking about Steph like he's an antique. He's not. It's just I keep going, and I know you're going to say, oh, forget what was in the Wiseman draft, but you came up with you struck out there, and that's why that draft, when it happened, maybe you would have a player that would be ready to contribute. And you missed on that, and all that's coming downhill now, man. And I don't know if Jonathan Kuminga or Pods or TJD are going to be superstars, because that's what it's going to take for you to get back to prominence.
That wasn't what people were singing when Kuminga was getting 23 a night against teams earlier in the year. It was not what we were saying. We were saying Kuminga's the second best player on the team. The future of the Warriors.
So my number one, tell me if you disagree, my number one motive, if I'm Joe Lacob, is not 5 years from now. It is how do I get Steph Curry better help?
I'm out on that.
Okay.
I can't.
But you're not saying I'm wrong. You disagree, but that could be the way they go.
It depends. I need to see the deal.
Right.
But I'm not I don't know how Joe Lacob feels, but I think he probably feels somewhat like this. I'm not doing this if we're not a championship team. I'm just not. I can't.
As opposed to
I'm going to get, as opposed to?
Running it back then.
Okay.
And your message there is
There are no right answers. Oh, wow. There are no fixes. They are at the end of a dynasty. Period.
When you
You've
say
got
it that
two
way,
choices.
I feel that.
You can try to, see, to me, that's the Chris Paul move. They acquired Chris Paul for one more shot at it. They re-signed Draymond Green for one more shot at it. Mm-hmm. They re-signed Wiggins and Poole 2 years ago in the wake of a title. Mm-hmm. Well, it's 2 years later. Go ahead and go down that road again. Bring Klay Thompson back for $25 million. And re-sign Kuminga for $35 million. If that's truly the way you feel, but I don't know that gets it done. But I don't think I'm trading for a guy and including draft picks from 2026 when we haven't made the playoffs three times in 5 years. See, that's the other thing. Like,
wow,
people don't
want
it. Like, I'm like, again, it's hard to do it in this town. It's hard to do it in this town. But it wasn't long ago where conventional, as long as you have Steph, you got action. As long as you have Steph, you're in the title hunt. Okay, well, they haven't made the playoffs in 3 of 5 years. So Steph, in and of himself, by himself, does not guarantee anything. You have to decide whether you can put pieces around him good enough. at this point.
And one of the pieces got punched in the face, and he was a laughing stock. And the Warriors now, after the dust has settled, to me, because I never liked the trade, but you trade for a guy who couldn't, on the most important night of the season, be available, and we laugh at Jordan Poole, but the rat's on the table, Stoney. The bottom line is the Warriors are in no position offensively to say we're better without Jordan Poole. Now, I know all kind of stuff went into him getting traded, but man, oh man, that was, I mean, a guy on a night could get you 18 or 16 points, but look around now. You know, look around now. We could sit here collectively and say, oh, we couldn't use Jordan Poole?
Well,
I'm just saying, Stoney.
And I'm just saying, so today, of all the days.
No, I've been consistent saying that.
No, you picked up, you said, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
If your mind goes where it goes.
Yeah, I'm letting it all out.
Right, okay, so.
Because they were wrong.
In an hour and 20 minutes, you brought up Wiseman and LaMelo Ball and Poole and Wiggins.
Because it's all
Chris
relative.
I don't necessarily think those are drastic reasons why they're here. You're omitting the fact that their core is older. Like that to me, whether Wiseman's here or not, he's a role player. Chris Paul, role player, sixth man. But I mean, you're not wrong. They got rid of two guys who are young who won't be here when they're 25. Oh, like, you're right about that. But I mean, the Wiseman draft was 3+ years ago. Dean's in Fremont. Hey, Dean, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey,
buddies. Hanging out at Lake Elizabeth.
There you go.
Before we start throwing dirt on these guys,
what's that?
I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to the guys for 10 years of great basketball. Yeah, we're disappointed. Yeah. But I am certainly grateful for what we had, because I sure as hell remember what we didn't have when we didn't have it. So, yeah, would I like them to see them get better? Would I like to see them get younger? Yes. Do I want them to get rid of the big three? No. But, you know, the reality is age catches up with all of us. So that's basically all I wanted to say, guys. Thank you, and I'm enjoying your show.
Thanks, Dean.
And Stoney, to that point, I can't say goodbye to something that has not left. Like,
what do you mean?
Curry's a killer. We know he wants to win, Draymond and Clay. But I'm not saying the caller's not wrong, and Butch put out a tweet last night kind of just, you know, saying, hey, take a step back. I know people are angry, but how can I get sentimental when the guys are right now probably going to most likely be back? So I'm worried about next season.
I don't know about Clay.
Okay.
Do you think Clay's coming back?
I don't. Can I be real with you? You asked me a question. I never lied to you, pal, one time. I think he needs to change. I want him to go put on I don't want him to not be a Warrior, but I think for him to be the best version of himself, if he went to New York or went to LA and started fresh, that's just me. He took a stroll last night, Stoney. I don't know if you saw it. It probably didn't mean nothing, because he's going to play basketball and they're going to play sack, I'm sure, wherever, if he were to leave, but I'm thinking, what's he thinking? And that's why I hated the 0 for 10 for him. But Stoney, Steve Kerr, just like he did Draymond's podcast, we're still a championship team. That was early after the fallout to the Laker loss. They all gave Clay, like, they couldn't imagine it.
Well,
him gone.
And they said this last year about Draymond, and now they're saying it about Clay Thompson. Here's Steve Kerr.
We need Clay back. I mean, he's, you know, his. I know he had a tough night tonight, but what he represents for us, the spacing, you know, we're not a deep shooting team. We're a little top heavy. And, you know, Clay's presence means so much to the spacing on the floor, to the flow of the offense. And he's still got good years left. And I know I speak for everybody in the organization. We want him back. Obviously, there's business at hand, and that has to be addressed with Clay's representatives and, you know, Mike and Joe. But what Clay has meant to this franchise, as good as he still is, we desperately want him back.
Wow. That's exactly the tone that Steve Kerr had last year when Draymond was a free agent. And they went ahead and re-signed Draymond Green. And it looks like they want to re-sign Klay Thompson.
Can I run something by you?
But I will also say, what else can he say after you lose the last game of the year?
Well, you took what I was going to say.
I mean, what else are you going to say? good luck for Clay. Good luck in the future.
Right. Let me read this from Sabo on the YouTube chat, Stani. Guru, don't you get it? The legs don't respond to what the brain demands at these guys' ages.
Exactly.
Don't you see it?
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's what happens when you get older. Your instincts are not as sharp. Your passes are not as crisp. You're not the magician you were with the ball. It gets taken a little more frequently. Your shots are just a little shorter more of the time. That's what happens when you get old. In the NBA.
Totally agrees, Matt Steinmetz. All I'm telling you is, and I'm not in denial, there is more left from Steph Curry. I'm asking you on your metric chart, do you think he's the biggest problem?
How do you make him a role player?
I don't want him to be a role player.
How do you make him a number two or a number three? You tell me. Steph Curry plays fewer and fewer minutes,
how does he stay
a number one? Because the second half of the season, he was your best player, and he shot 40% from the field, 36 from three.
Lower than
so
norm.
How do you move forward if you think that's who he may be?
But what's the more realistic option? To go find something greater to him, to slot him down to two or three, or run it back, or try to get something amongst the edges, as you talked about, to give up on some futures, maybe, to get something immediate. I don't know, Steiny.
Neither can be done.
Wow.
I don't believe either can be done. I don't believe you can get somebody in here better than Steph Curry without decimating the team.
That's scary, man. For a fan, that's scary. Steiny, you're basically, you ain't no villain, but you're saying gear up for this to be the norm.
Look, people don't want to hear this, but if you acknowledge that the Warriors, they won their fourth title, it's the one they're going to hang their hat on. But if you acknowledge that they got a break that year, let's just say hypothetically, if the Celtics were ready, let's say they would have beaten the Warriors. Well, that's how a dynasty ends. It ends with two titles. Then it ends with you got injuries after the Toronto series.
Yeah.
Then you fought your way back. You got back to the Western Conference Finals, into the finals. You couldn't get it done. The next year you got to the second round. The next year you got if they didn't win the title 2 years ago and shock the world, we would understand so much easier, and it would be more understandable where they are.
Well,
it's been 5 years, right? But the 2022 title,
wow! You think
gave this fan base and this organization the impetus to try to continue to go down that path. 888-957-9570 is the number. And you know what? They have a chance to, and they went down that same path last offseason, and they can go down that same path again and try to run it back and see if you can catch some magic. It's a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name since 1922. Visit friedmansappliance.com today. I got this photogenic memory.
Photogenic. Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, here's what's coming up today on 95.7 The Game. We got some great interviews to air for you. Andrew Wiggins is going to meet the media around noon today. That's in about a half hour. We'll take that either live or right after he gets done talking. We'll hear what Andrew Wiggins has to say. The Warriors have guys lined up all day, and we'll just go take them. Jonathan Kuminga is at 120.
Currently on at 5 with the guys.
We'll take Jonathan Kuminga at 120. And then Steve Kerr is on with Mark Willard and Dan Dibley at 5. But before
he deserved it.
Steve Kerr at 5 o'clock, we'll also hear from probably Klay Thompson and Kevon Looney in the 2 o'clock hour during Willard's show with Dibs. So we'll be hearing from a lot of Warrior players. We heard from Chris Paul already, pretty noncommittal about his future, but I think we all understand why.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, Donnie. The season's over, I get it, but there's not a damn soul that thought what had transpired in Sacramento yesterday was going to happen. Like, they could have lost, but the way they lost, I'm sorry, partner, this will be one during the run or the dynasty, if it's over, that I'll remember. That's not where I had this train stopping.
888-957-9570. We're obviously into all things Warriors right now. We can talk about the game last night and what happened, how they looked, how Sacramento played, or we can look toward the future, the offseason. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Tim is in Raleigh, North Carolina. What's up, Tim? How you doing, man? Welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing today?
Hey, hey.
You know, from looking at that thing yesterday, you know, and what we're talking about today, you know, to me, it's time. These three guys can finish their career together. I think that they can. I think that it's going to take a mindset of leaning into the youth, the coaches embracing it, these players embracing it, and just realizing that it's time to kind of, I'm not going to say go a different direction, but we got to start empowering the youth, embracing, running action. Think about yesterday. It was two young guys out there that kept us pretty much from losing by 50, right? Between two players, they kept us 32 points between them two. If Moody and JK were no-shows like Klay was, we lose by 50, right? And those were two players that didn't have actions ran for them. They didn't have plays ran for them. You had Steph out there doing his one-on-one thing, you know, just turning the ball over, Dre turning the ball over. These guys just did what they did from sheer talent and will, right? And maybe these guys need to recognize. Remember, Stanley, a couple of years ago, I called you and I talked about how they had that cocoon and they didn't want them young guys to be a part of it, right? Now it's time to embrace that we have to lean to that, right? We on this phone right now and I'm listening to Guru talking about marketing and we talking about how we just got our heads beat in for being old and not having young athletic guys. And for the sheer fact to even come out somebody's mouth is to get rid of probably one of the best athletes in the league, top five, makes absolutely no sense to me, right? So think about it. We saw Keegan Murray last night drop 32. Why is Keegan that what he is now? After having a terrible playoff last year, he has been empowered. He has been believed in. He has been allowed to work through mistakes, play through mistakes. Why is Halliburton what he is? Why is all of these young guys in the league? Trey Murphy, y'all been talking about Trey Murphy. Why is Trey Murphy what he is? He has been empowered. He has been allowed to play through mistakes. Why does everybody else's young person look better than what we got in our own cupboard?
Tim, I got you. And that's why you can't, when you say lean into the youth, I don't think you can. That's like you can't transition, you can't lean into youth, and you can't change your direction if you're moving forward with Steph, Klay, and Draymond. Like, they're too integral. Like, if you bring Klay back, I don't care what anybody says, if those guys are healthy, they will play, they will be among the top five guys in minutes played on the team. Mm-hmm. It'll be Curry, it'll be Klay, it'll be Draymond, it'll be Wiggins, and it'll be probably Kuminga. Like, you can't change direction unless these guys are making money where they're just 16-minute per game players. But Steph is, like, that is going to be a monster challenge, is how do you change direction, even if, okay, Steph, forget Steph. Draymond played 32 minutes a game this past year. All right. If he's on the team, like, he's got to play.
Played 35 last night.
Even if it's 25 plus. So, Like, I think, I don't know how you change direction if you have the big three here, because they're just always going to be hugely vital. They have to be. Steve-O's in San Francisco. What's up, Steve-O?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And thanks to you guys and Evan and the whole 95-7 team for just taking us through the season. It's been a thrill to listen to your analysis, and it's been my work companion for most of the year. So I really appreciate that.
Thank you. And
I want to thank the Warriors. What a great effort. No one can say they didn't try. It was exciting and heartbreaking, all wrapped up into one. You gotta kind of tip your caps to their effort. Going to what we're gonna do in the future, I think the writing's on the wall. We've been talking about it for a while. It is the end of this dynasty, I think. It's certainly the end of Warriors basketball as we've known it, with the motion offense, with the high level of passing and split action and kinetic pace. You can't have Steph Curry running a marathon every game to get open anymore. It's just not, you're not going to have that next year. So you got to move to a pick and roll kind of a situation. You got to move to a slower offense.
But unfortunately, Steph can't play that way 32 minutes a night anymore either. So you're going to need somebody to do it half the time, I think. But yeah, that was supposed to be what Chris Paul was supposed to be here for. No, I hear you, Steve-O. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. You good?
Yeah. You were talking. I'm all right.
Let's go to Brian in San Diego. Let's talk about the future of the Warriors. What's up, Brian? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Stani? What's up, Guru?
Hey.
Love you guys' this show, man. I watch you guys every morning on YouTube. Granted, I'm in San Diego, so I can't get the station. But look, I'll keep it short and sweet. I think we're all jumping the gun a little here on this being the end. I mean, let's all remember this is basketball. Teams have bad nights. Klay obviously had a bad night. But, I mean, game one of the 2022 finals, the Celtics shot the lights out from three, and they've never done it since. So, I mean, bad games happen. I think Steph's still in prime shape. I mean, before last night's game, all anybody was talking about was how Steph is repeating his unanimous MVP season. So you see what I'm saying here?
Not really.
Oh, all right, fair.
Like, Steph's not the problem to me, and I don't know.
He's not the biggest problem,
yeah,
but he's a challenge.
Yeah.
Like every aging superstar.
Yeah, but where would you be without him?
I don't know.
I do know. You would be a lottery team.
Which you are now.
Well,
you're a lottery team now.
Mad, yeah.
You're a lottery team now.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's the silver lining. I'm not kidding.
Well, isn't
can
that
you stumble,
protected?
Can
How
you
does
stumble
that work?
Into four? The Warriors need to get up. They need to find out the odds on the Warriors getting up into the top four. They need some lottery luck.
I think Spadoni put it on the Vine. It was minute.
Well, that was just for the number one pick.
Oh.
0.7. They probably have about a 5% chance of moving up in the draft. Like, they're in the lottery right now. So if they move up to 1, 2, 3, or 4.
They keep it?
They keep it.
No, GP3.
Yeah. There's a silver lining. Jason's in the Central Valley. Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Thanks for taking my call, boys. Appreciate
sure.
it. What a disgusting loss yesterday. Very disappointing as a fan. But I'll tell you who's more pissed off than anybody right now, and that's got to be Joe Lacob. This guy invested so much into this particular season. He's already gone on record saying that he wants to stay under the tax going into next season. So I think writing is on the wall for Klay going bye-bye. And if that's the case, why not look at free agency and use that money that everybody wants to use on Klay? Why don't you sign a guy like Paul George, who is an established scorer, an established defender? Why not? I mean, what is there to lose, right, with signing a guy like that? You'll have a secondary scorer, possibly a primary scorer alongside Curry. That's just my take on what possibly can be done next season, but I think it is going to be one of the more interesting offseason stories for the Warriors going in this offseason. I can't wait to see how it falls out and how it plays out. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Appreciate your time.
Speaking of which, $400 million gets you no playoffs. That's what this payroll was this season, $400. Man.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is as it relates to staff, and okay, we're gonna do everything for staff. Even if you get players in here, so Steph, like, I think you got to be careful of coming back with a team that doesn't have Klay Thompson and that doesn't have maybe Kevon Looney, because then it's Steph, Draymond, and like, who's been with him? Like, who's his, other than Draymond, like, who's his buffer there to the past? Is it just going to be Draymond Green? You know, I mean, that's where it's like, I can't get the vision of Draymond getting kicked out against Orlando out of my mind and what it did to Steph. Yeah. So you've got a core that you got to deal with, but that is a, and I don't want to say security blanket, but it's guys that Steph has played with now for, one guy, you know, 14 years, the other guy probably 8 or 9. Like, you got to be careful about having them just leave and bringing some guys in here that don't know their way around, and now Steph looks around and says, well, I got Draymond and a bunch of younger guys that I don't even know. Like, there, I think there's a danger in that too, Goo.
Man, well, to me, it's about winning and losing. And as long as Curry's been doing this, Donnie, and it's been a while and he's been great at it, I think that comes with the territory. But, you know, don't get me wrong, I got to believe he could care less who's around him as long as they were a threat. You know what I mean? And he's not at home watching LeBron and possibly LeBron. Yeah, you know, the rest of the league try to add to their trophy total.
You know, I mean, but then you also have to be realistic about you're gonna move around pieces on your team and you're going to bring somebody in here who's pretty good. I mean, you're still going up against every team.
Wow.
You know, you're still going up against, man, Oklahoma City and Denver. And that's the thing. I mean, I look at Oklahoma City. I look at Denver. I look at Minnesota. They're young teams. They're getting better. I look at Memphis. They're going to get Ja back. I look at Houston that was knocking on the door.
Scary, man. The Spurs are going to get better.
And can you really – can your philosophy be a patchwork in a year that elevates us back to the top – knowing, Goo, that it may cost you in 2027 or 2028.
I'm not going to cry, but I want to ask you, Stani and Evan, is there a price to a dynasty?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
And maybe, you know, I ain't going to drop them. If there is here in the Bay, then, Stani, there is no solution on the basketball aisle 4.
Not
unless you do something like a triple bypass and shake the world trying. And that means saying our future is now and we'll deal with what, you know, I'm going down fighting, I guess, Steiny.
The bottom line is this. This isn't about the Warriors anymore. It's about the fans.
Wow.
We're going to see what kind of fans Warrior fans are right now, I think. Yeah. I mean, I know what kind the older generation is, the ones that saw the 12 straight years and no playoffs. They hung in there for decades and decades and decades. The reality is that, yes, there is a price for a dynasty, and it usually means you're going to have a couple or more tough years. You just are. So, to me, I look at it as though this is the natural evolution of 4 titles in 10 or 11 years of what it is. How can you shorten this period? How can you get back on top? How can you get better? That may take a couple years. So this is about the fans. Now, how many fans jump ship?
And they're spoiled, and it's not their fault.
We'll also find out how many Curry fans we have as opposed to how many Warrior fans we have. Like, the minute, you know, things aren't going great right now.
I just can't believe they're not in the playoffs, Donnie, and we're not going to be
the fans.
Like, I had my Friday evening was predicated on the Warriors playing the Lakers or the Pelicans. Mm. And shame on me, but man.
Oh, there's also a price just for going all in general. Like, there's a price for everything. I mean, the Houston Rockets are just now getting back into semi-relevancy after moving off of James Harden, who was their franchise. They didn't win a championship, but they went all in to try to beat the Warriors, and this is the place that they're in.
And they hit on Jalen Green.
You look at the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, they went all in on Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden, and now they're stuck for a little bit. Like, it's not just dynasties that suffer after. If you go all in and push your chips in the middle of the table, whether you win or lose, you're going to face some sort of repercussion for it.
I'm thinking about the Rams in football. Yeah, they won the Super Bowl, but...
By the way, they have their first-round pick in, like, the last 8 years.
Wow, Stardy.
And they hung in there, didn't they?
They won a Super Bowl.
I know. After that, they made the playoffs once or twice, didn't they?
Yeah,
since the Super Bowl. Yeah, so they didn't... In other words, they didn't fall off a cliff entirely.
Well, the Warriors did that last year. They made it.
Yeah. And...
Boy, man. I just don't know. That's why it's so, I guess, exciting but scary at the same time, Stania, what's about to happen. But what if the answer to that is, Goo, nothing's about to happen. I cannot imagine whatever Joe Lacob is doing, Mr. Lacob, today, he's happy. I just can't. I understand losing guys is not winning, but not beating Sacramento on the road when you were favored and you got the big three and you got Wiggins and Kuminga and you're paying $400 million and Sacramento doesn't have Malik Monk and Kevin Huerter. And kudos to Mike Brown, but isn't everybody, the secret sauce was Blitz Curry. Get the Pelicans did it Friday. Last Friday, like, people are giving Mike Brown credit, and I love Mike Brown, and I'm rooting for the Kings, but that wasn't new. And that's the prop. Wiggins was a no-show again, Steiny. Made a couple moves early. The ball went out on his leg. I was like, oh, you guys, Sacks panicked. They're challenging early. But just nobody had nothing. And I get pods. And Moody and Kuminga grading on a curve.
Anybody who watched this team all year knew they don't put, like...
Talk to me.
The idea that this team was going to win two road games and make a run when all season long we watched them be inconsistent.
See, this hurts.
Because when they play five games in 10 nights, it catches up to them. Like, how many times did we have to see that? How many times do we have to see Steph go 13 for 21 and then have a game a short time later and struggle? The big three cannot put consistent enough games together anymore for long enough stretches for them to be successful. How can you have this team right now and rely most heavily on the big three, but we know they're not as consistent? Like, how can you have a good, let me ask you this, how can this team have a really good regular season so that they could make some noise from a three or four? Like, how? I don't think it can anymore if it's relying on the big three to each play 30 plus minutes a night. I just don't think they can. Let's go to Seymour in San Francisco. What's up, Seymour?
Thank y'all for taking my call, man. Love the show. Look, if we having a different conversation, if Draymond don't miss 27 games, like you telling me they couldn't win 7, 8 more games, possibly even 6.
Okay, so they're good, y'all. Yeah,
I hear you.
Okay, they're a 53-win team. That case.
And when you look at, I mean, the top seed in the West was like 57 games. You know what I'm saying? They could have been the one seed, and we having a different conversation.
Oh, my gosh. Seymour.
But
what?
He's saying 57. That's too high. But the sentiment is right, Stoney. There were some more wins in Draymond's absence. So, and you said it perfectly before the game, Stoney. I got to give you credit. No victory lap. I'm sure you don't want one, but you're like, anything could pop off. And 0 for 10 popped off, and that's not the only reason they lost. But again, had they got to a series, maybe he is right. We're talking about something different. And I think that's what hurts me most is I wanted to see this team
play
not in a 7-game.
But they didn't. They're not good enough.
You know what? You're right.
Like,
they didn't earn it.
I mean, we're not doing that, are we? I mean, I know we've done that they should have six titles.
Well, running it back is on the table.
As much as you think so.
The big three can't sustain it. I hear you, but it is to me on the, it's an option.
Okay, so then what are you doing with Kuminga?
Breaking him off of his chain.
Okay, well that's what I will bet you that the Golden State Warriors will not re-sign Klay Thompson extend Jonathan Kuminga this offseason. I'd be very surprised. And then if you do that, then you got to move Wiggins, probably. D-Money and Hayward, do you even want to bring back Clay and Kuminga if you could? I mean, do we know Kuminga's, do we know, and here's the other thing. Remember when Jordan Poole got paid?
Yeah.
You know what, let's go to D-Money real quick. What's up, D-Money?
Hey, how's it going, Sonny? How's it going, Drew?
Hey.
Hey, check it out, man. I felt like the politics of the contracts killed us this year, man. I mean, you felt more entitled to play these guys over guys that were making half a salary. You know, I mean, there was countless of games where Moody outplayed almost everybody on that team.
No doubt.
Guy was headed back to the bench. You know, and Steve Kerr always says, you know, he took a piece of every coach that he ever played with, but I don't feel like he took anything from Popovich because Popovich used to hold his players accountable for everything. You know, and he wasn't ready to, like, back in the day, Pop wasn't tripping on putting Tim Duncan on the bench if he had a bad game. You know, I mean, he's too friendly with his guys. He don't want to say anything wrong to get them off track.
Well, appreciate the call, D-Money. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation. Warriors eliminated last night by the Kings. Coming up on the other side, Andrew Wiggins, Warriors forward, is scheduled to talk to the media. He's scheduled to talk in about 5 or 10 minutes. We'll take that so you can hear it live, and then we'll get some live reaction off that. A lot of the Warrior players today are talking to the media, so don't go anywhere. We will have Klay Thompson talking after 2 o'clock, right around 3. We got Steve Kerr at 5 with Willard and Dibs. We'll have Jonathan Kuminga at hopefully around 1:20. So if you want to hear from the Warriors, don't go anywhere. It is 95.7 The Game, and that segment was sponsored by Safeway.
We go down the tough roads, Donnie. Toyota Tundra.